Welcome to episode 25 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until Dwight Howard and Stan Van Gundy elope in a gay affair. There is a keyword hidden in today's show. You just got to keep those ears open. When you hear that keyword, go over to facebook.com/autographweekly, post it on our wall, and you'll be entered to win the prize, which we'll announce later in the show. Let's move on to the Mojo mailbox. Stacey, what'd you get in your mailbox this week?
Not much, actually. But anyway, start with the countdown to 1,000. It's at 543 now, so knocked a few off from last week. But like I said, this may have been one of my slowest weeks ever. I didn't even break double digits as far as items since last Thursday. What I did get, go over real quickly, got Ralph Waite, who's an actor. He was in the movie The Bodyguard and was on NCIS. Sean Stasiak, who was a wrestler in WCW and in WWE, and that's for my WWE encyclopedia that I'm working on. Got Walt Flanagan, who is in a bunch of the Kevin Smith movies, actually works and runs the comic shop that Kevin Smith owned, so that was a pretty cool return. Got in Jessica Walter, who is actually Lucille Bluth on Arrested Development, so I was very happy with that one. Got in Amber Chaney, Walking Dead return, so I was happy with that. She was actually Herschel's Walker wife on the show, so was happy with that. And also got in Marilyn Burns, classic actress. She was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one. And finally got in Danny Aiello, actor who's been in a bunch of stuff, so like I said, a pretty slow week for me. I didn't even break double digits this week for TTMs. What'd you get in this week, Zane?
Well, that's what I like to hear for our draft. I had the greatest mail day of my life this week. By the way, Stacey is sick today, so if he sounds like crap, it's just a normal week. Yeah, I had the greatest mail day of my life this week. It was awesome. So let me just go ahead and start down the list. Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Duck man himself. Amy Sedaris, of course, from Strangers with Candy. Scotty Bowman, and Amy Sedaris, this starts the... I got all these in one day, starting from Amy Sedaris. Scotty Bowman, the greatest hockey coach of all time. Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the internet. Sophia Loren, famous actress. And I got another one that I'm going to talk about later. Got in John Glenn, Arnold Palmer, and from the Savage List, the greatest TTM I've seen anybody get in ever. Ever, guys. Got in a dual signed photo from Callista Flockhart, and we joked about this day, me and Stacey did. We said, when I got this autographed TTM, I would quit the hobby forever because I can't do any better. Callista Flockhart and Harrison Ford dual signed photo. Now I know what you naysayers are thinking out there. Oh, it's a preprint. Oh, it's an auto pin. Nay, nay. It's legit. The Callista signature is actually personalized to me, and the Harrison's legit, man. None of the stuff matches up on Star Tiger when it comes to auto pins, and I've had several people say, yeah, that's definitely legit. So I am the king of all TTMs. I got Harrison Ford TTM. I've done the impossible. Bow to your master. So,
and you're not even talking about the best thing. Didn't Sedaris get so upset with your letter that you wrote, she told you to F off on your picture?
No, oh, well, yeah, I forgot to mention that. Now, I told her to write F U on her inscription on the photo, and she did. So she said, F U Zane, pussy, Amy Sedaris. So that's definitely going in one of my PCs, an awesome inscription PC. So all around, just an amazing TTM week, and the auction week wasn't far behind. Got in Burgess Meredith from Rocky, Cesar Romero from Batman, Alec Guinness, freaking Star Wars, man, Obi-Wan from Star Wars, Dennis Hopper, been wanting his signature forever. He's been in a ton of movies. My favorite, True Romance. Martin freaking Scorsese. Sidney Poitier. My buddy Michael sent me an awesome Bob Feller signed 8x10. Got a baseball signed by a bunch of 60s baseball players, including Roy Sievers and Frank Thomas. Got a George Romero signed poster and a George Romero signed CD, which is up for trade or sale. So if you guys are interested, PM me or send me an email, zane@zanesavage.com. Also got a Conrad Brooks signed 8x10 and a Geraldine Ferraro signed book. So, I knocked this week out. By far, that one mail day was the best mail day of my life. Harrison freaking Ford. I am the master. Let's move on to... Say what?
Bader.
Yeah, well... We'll just move on from that fact, to the badass book buy. And Stacey actually has one this week. What is your badass book buy?
Actually, this wasn't an actual buy per se. I picked up the book itself and actually sent the book off to this person.
Does it count? The TTM.
Still, it's pretty badass, though. And I actually got this in today. This pretty much made up for my slow week. But this was Robert Englund. I sent his Hollywood Monster book to him. Got it back, I think it was 36 to 37 days. But actually, he actually signed the book and actually drew a sketch in the book as well. So that was pretty sweet. I'd seen that, it's kind of the reason I picked up the books. I'd seen that he had drawn the sketches in some in the book that he signed at book signings and stuff. So I'm like, well, I found the book pretty cheap. I'm like, well, I'll send it to him and see if he'll do that in this book. And he actually drew the sketch in it, so I was very happy with that. So
I never got my Robert Englund TTM back. It's lost forever in USPS oblivion. I don't know why. My badass book buy, I think, is better than yours. It's a dual signed book by Carla and Carl. It's weird they have very similar names. Malden. Carl Malden, of course, a legendary Hollywood actor known for his big honker. His big honker as in nose, perverts. He had a big old nose. He's known for that. And that brings us to our keyword this week. The keyword is nose. The keyword is nose. Let's move on to the projects. Geek Week was dry this week. No Geek Week returns. But lo and behold, there was a boob tube return. Yes, and it was on my awesome mail day. I got John Larroquette and Candace Bergen, but I only wrote to John Larroquette. You see, he was on Boston Legal, which is one of my boob tube shows, and I sent a picture of Boston Legal, and he had Candace Bergen sign it too, because she was in the same play. I sent it via Venue. So that's 2 points from one TTM. Booyah! I am winning 3-1 on Project Boob Tube, so that's going great. Let's go ahead and move on to a web deal of the week. Stacey, what was your web deal?
All right. Mine's a pretty cool web deal for anybody that was around in the 80s and was a fan of pop music. This is Tiffany. And you can actually get to the website. It is www.tiffanytunes.com. That's TiffanyTunes.com. And on there, she has a store link on there. You can actually pick up a signed 8x10 or a signed CD for $15.
Not too shabby. She is a music legend. She does B-movies now. She actually did a movie...
with Debbie Gibson.
Was it with Debbie Gibson?
Yep. Yeah, that's sci-fi. Actually, she sells that DVD on the website,
too. Does she?
Yeah.
It was a very good bad movie. That's all I'm going to say. My web deal is a little-known website in the autograph world. It's kind of been kept a secret, but I want to kind of let you guys in on the secrets because, I mean, that's what we're here to do is help you out. This is NewberryComics.com. You're like, I don't like comics. I don't want the autographs of comics. It's not comics, my friends. This is music. And they have autographed CDs and CD covers on this website for super cheap prices. That's actually how I got my Juliette Lewis autograph. A lot of people don't know that Juliette Lewis came out with a CD, an album. The actress did. And that's how I got her autograph for $10. I mean, it's a no-brainer. So right now they have some new deals out. Nora Jones for $17. The band Eve 6 for $13. And Mickey Avalon, the famous rapper. He actually rapped a pretty popular song from The Hangover for $16. But they got a bunch of new ones. They got a bunch of old ones, too, for very cheap prices. Go check out NewberryComics.com, guys. We're going to start kind of expanding the web deal to websites that sell directly from the celebrity. So basically, Newberry has the celebrity sign the items, and then Newberry sells it. So there's no... Newberry is the middleman, but it's a very quick middleman. I guess that's the way to put it. Let's move on to autograph news. Stacy, what was in the news this week?
All righty, I got a couple of things here. The first one is a story about Nancy Hopkins, and she is a Free State high school PE teacher and volleyball coach. And what she's been doing actually for over 5 years has been collecting autographs to raise money for exercise equipment for the high school. And she's going to have her collection auctioned off in a live and silent auction on April 20th. And already she's raised enough money and some stuff that she's already sold to – she's purchased many pieces of equipment for the school already. And her ultimate goal is to reach $70,000. She thinks that'll be enough to get everything she wants to do for the school. And just some of the stuff she's gotten from people – I mean, most of the stuff she's done, she says she's done through connections she's got or through writing campaigns that she's done, students done, coworkers have done. But she's gotten stuff from Yoko Ono, Bruce Springsteen, several things from George Brett, Cindy Crawford, Billie Jean King, Boris Becker, and many, many more. So,
kids? If you want George Brett, just lie and tell him you're a charity. Now, actually, the charity topic is a pretty good one because a lot of people that are looking for money to raise or things to give away at events do write TTM. To get something donated from the celebrity. But to do that, guys, this is only if you're doing it for charity purposes. If you're ever trying to raise money for something and you have an event, you do have to put the request letter on official letterhead from whatever company you're... So if it's your school, the request letter has to be on your school's letterhead. A lot of people will not donate anything unless it is on that letterhead. I used to do this for my old speech team when I was in high school. We used to get autographs and sell them to raise money for trips and stuff. So it is a very good way to raise money if you're into that. But again, please do it for legit purposes. Don't try to fraud anything because you will go to jail. Sorry to interrupt your news, but keep on going.
You guys don't want to meet Bubba.
Yeah.
All right. My last news story is a product update from Panini. Just saw this. I was looking through some stuff. They're going to be releasing their 2012 Americana Hero and Legend set. And I think it's either the end of sometime in May or the first part of June. I can't remember what the exact date was, but this is going to be a pretty cool product. It's going to include Olympians, military heroes, astronauts, and many more things. It's actually going to include 4 Dwight D. Eisenhower cut autographs. Some of the mem cards are going to have in there. There's going to be actual Olympic cards that are going to actually have pieces of gold, bronze, and silver in there as a USA medals insert subset thing they're doing too. So there are also a couple other things in there. They're going to have summer, winter signature material cards for the Olympics, and then there's going to be some military elite signature cards as well. So that's what I've got this week for news. Hand it off to you, Zane.
I've got about 3. The first one is a Beatles autographed album that sold on eBay for $24,675. And if you know anything about autographs, that's one of the holy grails. And since it's the holy grail, there are a lot of fakes out there, so you got to watch out for them. But these look legit. I've looked these up, and they look pretty good. So whoever spent $25,000 on one album, congratulations. Looks like you got a legit Beatles-signed album. Also, Wink Flash. We've been getting a lot of comments and questions about Wink Flash and what's going on. Turns out Wink Flash has gone hardcore into blocking copyrighted photos. Nobody that I know has got a batch of photos in the past 2 weeks. You can change the file name or any. None of that stuff works. I changed all my file names. I changed the sizes. Nothing worked. They all got rejected. So just a heads up, Wing Flash, as of now, is out. Do not use Wing Flash if you're trying to order photos for TTMing. Your alternatives, I guess, would be Snapfish, which does horrible cropping. It's very hard to get your photos to look like you want them to. Or ArtsCal, which they're great quality photos, pretty easy to use on the web tools. The only problem is they're based in Japan, so it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for your photos to get to you. But those are your alternatives right now. If you guys know of any other services that are pretty good, please tell us. And we'll try to get those out to everybody because it's a hard time for us TTMers right now. I know I have a big old batch of photos I'm trying to order. I've tried to order 3 times on Wing Flash, all rejected. So I'm giving up on Wing Flash, moving on to the other alternatives. And the last story I have for you is about a man named Louis Schlamowitz. He actually is a veteran of the Korean War, and he has been collecting autographs since the holiday season of 1952. Now, there's an article on Ocala.com. I'm going to post it on our website. It's a really good one, guys, and it actually has a video of the autographs this guy has collected. Just binders and binders and binders stacked on top of each other, full of autographs. Now, I will warn you, there are some known preprints on the autographs they show in the video. So I'm not sure if this guy's actually up to date on what auto pens and preprints are, but he's been writing to people since 1952, and he has some really cool stuff. So it's definitely worth it to give this video a watch. And like I said, I'll post this on our website so you guys can check that out. This episode of Autograph Weekly is brought to you by Star Tiger. We talk about it every 2 weeks. Star Tiger is an amazing website for any TTMer out there. TTMer, of course, stands for through the mail. Anybody that requests autograph through the mail, this is the tool for you. If you don't have Star Tiger, you are missing out. There are so many tools that if I didn't have Star Tiger, I would be totally useless in TTMing. It tracks your pendings. It has so many addresses. It'll blow your mind. It's the number one resource if you are a through-the-mail collector. So go check it out, StarTiger.AutographWeekly.com. That will tell them that we sent you. We'd greatly appreciate it if you checked them out. Tis time for the questions and answers. Stacy, shoot me some questions.
Alrighty, the first one is coming from Graham Naismith, and he's asking, do you ever send jersey or serial number cards to get signed?
No. Well, especially on jerseys, because usually the whole point of sending a card is that it only takes 2 stamps, one there, one back. But on jersey cards, you do not want to send those in a plain white envelope, because they will get bent. If you don't know, white envelopes get fed through a machine, which very, very, very badly damages the card. So if you're going to send a jersey card, which sometimes they're cool to get signed, maybe they have a really cool spot on it to get signed, send those very well packaged. I know it's weary to send protectors on stuff TTM, because especially on a lot of the older players, because they tend to sign the protectors and not the card. But do your best. Do not send it in a plain white envelope. On serial number cards, I wouldn't. I mean, it's probably a parallel of some kind. You can find the regular card. I'd rather have that signed. Because basically, when you're getting into serial numbers and stuff like that, whenever you have any marking on the card, even if it's an autograph, you usually reduce the price of the card if the card's worth a lot of money. So you kind of want to stick to base cards when sending to get autographs, or a card that has a really cool spot for an autograph, and stay away from the jerseys and the serial numbers. So I definitely wouldn't send a card to get dual autographed. If it's a certified autograph and it had somebody else's picture on it, I definitely would not send that to get dual signed. So I think that covers pretty much any kind of sports card that you could think of. What do you think, Stacey?
Yeah, that's pretty much the same for me too. I don't think I've ever actually sent a jersey card out before. I've thought about it, but just never done it. I'm sure I've sent some serial number stuff in the past. Primarily that's all I used to do was, I mean, there was probably a 2-year stretch. That's the only thing I sent was trading cards. And now I haven't sent any for probably close to 2 years, and I finally dug my stuff back out, so I'll probably be sending some more of that card stuff out. But
the only reason you're doing that is for the draft competition, admit it.
Yes, as I'm not going to lose.
You're going to lose. You're going to lose, my friend. Next question.
Negative Ghost Rider.
You done explaining?
Yes.
Next question.
Next question is coming from Alex Joritz. He's asking us, what time of day do you usually do your TTM work?
All day long. I usually set aside one full day to sit down and just crank out TTMs. I'm not one of those people that write every single night or anything like that. I have to be sitting down and designated for the day, have the right mindset to get it done. How about you?
Basically, my routine, it's a pretty decent routine when I'm on my full-time work schedule, which is about 9 months of the year. Usually, most of the stuff I do is after I get off work. So I'm usually doing my stuff from midnight till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning every day for the most part when I'm sending stuff out. I'm in a habit of trying to send some stuff out every day. I've gotten back into doing that. I'm trying to break the habit of or the crap of Terrible Tuesdays and Wicked Wednesdays and trying to get some stuff in on those days. So,
you know, I've noticed Thursdays being pretty bad too. I got zero TTMs today, but I think it's just my area. I don't think it has anything to do with my requests. I think the sorting system has effed me on Thursdays now. So I got 3 days in a row where they're pretty crappy for me. And I'm not a happy guy. Not a happy guy.
But basically, back on that, kind of what I do is when I'm working my full schedule, usually what I'll do is before I go to work, I'll check the websites, I'll check Star Tiger, fan mail for updates and get an idea of people I want to or people I'm going to write to. And most of that stuff I'll do after I get off work. My work schedule is going to be changing here shortly, so I'll be having a lot more time. It'll probably be in a different routine this summer, but usually when I'm working full time, that's kind of how I have to do it, because most of my work is after I get off work into the wee hours of the morning.
Next question.
Zach Webb is asking, what is the best way to send a baseball?
You know, Stacy's probably done this more than I have, but I used a bubble mailer, one on the outside, one on the inside. But those tend to get ripped open when people see there's a baseball inside.
That only happens to you.
It only happens to me, I know. Oh, Randy, why? But lately I've strayed away from the bubble mailers even. I just use the big, I guess, 9x12 envelopes. Just ship them in those, put another one inside, and that's worked fine the last couple ones. But if you want to go hardcore, you can use a little box. I think they usually are used for trading cards, but you can actually fit a baseball inside there. And you can put a little sticky label on the inside with your address on it, and then tell the person, whoever's sending it back, to put that label on the top, and then send whatever money it takes to get it back. So that's another route of doing it, but like I said, I'm just going with the 9x12 manila envelopes right now. What do you do?
I haven't done a baseball in quite a while, but normally how I did them is two bubble mailers, one inside the other. I would stick the baseball inside a plastic Ziploc bag with a pen inside of it too. So I always sent a pen along with my baseballs just so they didn't sign it in a Sharpie, or so you didn't have the eventual bleeding problem that eventually will happen if you get something signed with a Sharpie.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I always send a pen too. Bic, if you can, get a Bic. Got a big old Bic. Next question.
All right, the next one is coming from Andre. He's asking, basically, what does your family think about your collection of autographs? He kind of goes on asking, like when you were younger and got mail at your parents' address, what did they think of it? Do they think you're wasting your pocket money?
Well, I mean, I think there's two kinds of people in this world, autograph people and non-autograph people. And my family tends to be a lot of non-autograph people. I know my father, when I collected, when I was young, he understood. He was an autograph guy. But everybody else, if I show off my collection, it's one of those kind of, oh, yeah, wow, that's really nice. And, you know, they don't really care, but they're just saying that to be nice. But I think my dad's actually the one that got me into the hobby. So it was nice to have somebody that understood the meaning behind an autograph, at least for me. and him. So I think you have your autographed people and non-autographed people. It's always going to be there. Some people are going to understand what the hell you're doing. Some people don't understand. It's just an autograph. It's something. To a lot of people, an autograph is something you get to remember an event by. So if you get it through the mail, there's no event to tie it to, so they kind of think it's dumb to buy an autograph or get an autograph through the mail. You'll find that a lot, but that's my answer.
As far as me, my immediate family, they all have always been pretty supportive, always have shown interest as far as what I'm getting. My mom's even back in the day used to send some stuff out, TTM. My sister did it for a little while too. And my nieces and nephews always are pretty interested in what I get in. So, and they're always watching the YouTube stuff and watching the Facebook page and stuff like that. So they've always been real supportive on that front. As far as outside of my immediate family, I honestly don't know. I don't see a lot of family outside of my immediate family anyway. So I know some of them pay attention, some of them don't.
That's what your family calls you, the idiot part of the family, right?
Something like that.
The idiot part of the family, Stacy. Move on. Exactly. Next question.
All right, and his second question is just basically about the USPS and asking our opinion on why we think it's so slow. I believe Andre lives in Germany, doesn't he?
Yeah, Andre lives in Germany. Let me just tell you a little story. I got in a TTM on the 16th, and it was actually inscribed and signed on the 6th, which means it took 10 days in a plain white envelope to get to me in America. So I can only imagine the pain and torture you're feeling over in Germany from the USPS. The budget cuts are not doing the service well. They're cutting down shipping centers, and that makes the mail slower. The only really hope I have for increasing the speed in mail anytime soon is the increase in technology. As technology gets better, mail gets faster. But with the shutting down of all these centers, I think it's a sudden shock of mail slowing down. And like I said, if it's bad in America, I can only imagine what it's doing to you over in Germany. So I think that's really what you're seeing there, the USPS doing its golden work. It's not doing so hot these days. What do you think?
The USPS is still my friend. It's just old and slow. And like I said, it's just something we're going to have to, like Zane said, just something we're going to have to get used to with the cutbacks and the processing plants getting closed. The mail is just going to be slower. It's probably going to be on average, probably close to 2 days, one or two days on the average slower than it normally is, or what we were used to before all this stuff happened. So,
yeah, I mean, we were getting stuff in like 2-3 days across country, and you still see that sometimes. I think if it goes a certain route, I think it's still pretty fast, but if it has to go through a center that just got shut down and has to deroute a certain amount, like, you're gonna see big changes coming from certain areas. So it majorly sucks, but nothing we can do about it. Next question.
It is coming from AJ Kaiser. He's asking, why does no one do 5x7s? It always seems to be 4x6 or 8x10.
I think the attitude is go big or go home. I mean, to do a 5x7, you're going to need a bigger envelope than a white envelope. Obviously, the attraction to the 4x6 is it fits in a business class envelope, which is one stamp on each, so it only costs you 90 cents to send a TTM. But once you upgrade to a 5x7, you're going to need to get a mid-sized manila envelope, which is going to cost you at least 2 stamps. So your price automatically goes up to $1.80 to send that TTM. And a lot of people just like to go, if they're going to send a bigger photo, they just want to go all the way to 8x10. So they're going to upgrade to the full manila envelope, which is probably going to be 3 stamps on each side. So it's going to be, what, 270? So I think that's the main reason the 5x7s get a bad rap. A lot of people, if they're going to upgrade, they're going to upgrade all the way. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just the cost factor. And most of the time, like when people are using Wink Flash, when they were allowing photos to go through, the 4x6s were 6 cents a pop, and the 5x7s, I think, were 10 cents. So it's cheaper on that front, too. And I mean, there's not a lot of difference between 4x6 and 5x7. I mean, you could save 4 cents plus save money on the postage too. So
right. Next question.
It is coming from Ben Martinez. He is asking, what is the largest amount of TTMs you have done in one sitting?
That's an impossible question. A lot. Like I said, I do my TTM sitting down for one full day, just cranking them out. I know I've sent over 60 in one day before and actually wrote those. Probably not all in one day, but in a matter of 2 days. But it was like a kind of an extension of a day. It kind of went on into the night, into the next day. So I would probably say around 60, 70, something around there, written in one full day or period. What do you think your number is?
Well, you know what we got to do? We got to do a 24-hour live stream of TTMs. That's all we do on the stream.
Could you imagine how many David could crank out in 24 hours?
I don't even want
to. He'd have to have extra ink cartridges on his hands. So yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea, I guess.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, there will be some live stream activity coming up with the show, so you guys can look forward to that. All right.
As far as my number, probably around the 100 range, probably.
Jesus Christ! In one day?
Yeah, that's. I mean,
not sent off at a time. In one day, my friend.
Yeah.
You've written 100 TTMs.
That was all handwritten too.
I don't know.
I'll do that in the summer once in a while when I'm working my back to the question about the previous question about our routine or what how or when we do our stuff. I mean, there's no way I can do that when I'm working full time. But during the summer when I've got the time off, I mean, a lot of summers I'm kind of like you, and I would do a lot of the stuff in one sitting and just send all the stuff out at once. Right now, I'm trying to break it up, and I do around ten a day and send them out every day. But
100 in one day, I think you're bullshitting on that.
No, it was pretty close. I think I went through two rolls of stamps that day.
Well, two rolls of stamps would be wow.
That's 100.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's your number. Okay, let's move on. Next question.
This one is coming from Robert Bowles, and this will be probably the last time we answer this. But I'm throwing this in there just because. Because it fits in something I'm doing now. So for TTMs, is it better to handwrite or type your letters?
We've answered this question probably 4 times. Listen to our podcast. I used to handwrite all my stuff. I find myself typing most of my stuff now just due to convenience since I send so much stuff out. But I do handwrite, especially the ones that I have a lot to say to, and I want to be personal. I really stress handwriting. But on a lot of people, I do type just because it's faster. I'm a lot faster typing than I am writing. And, yeah, that's my answer. I said the last 3 times I answered it, but go on with your part.
All right, and as far as mine, this week is I just started to type letters this week, so... This is the first time I've actually ever done type letters, so kind of seeing how this goes. I don't know if it's saving me a lot of time, but it's saving my hand a lot of energy.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have arthritis anyway. You wrote 100 letters in one day, my friend, so kind of too late to sail that ship, but...
We'll see.
Is that it?
Yep.
That's it. All right, let's move on to the discussion round table. It's discussion roundtable time. Here with us, we have Stacy and Jeremy. Dave couldn't be here this week. First, let's talk about the TTM Fantasy League, which kicked off last week. It was a glorious week, if I do say so myself. Before we get into the scores, I think you guys have a new team name you've decided on.
Yes, we do. We are switching our name to the Mel Day Mafia.
Sounds like a horrible name.
So we're not going to be Dosakis anymore?
No Dosakis.
No, we're not.
Okay.
So I guess the fans had an outrage at Dosakis because it wasn't TTM related. So you guys got your new name. Hopefully they'll give you some new luck because what was the score of this week, Jeremy?
Yeah, we took a bloodbath this week, but it's all right. The uncanceled bastards had 83 points, while the new Mal Day Mafia had 52, but we ain't done yet. We're just getting started.
And we're actually implementing a new kind of rule when it comes to recaps, guys. If you do a recap video, you only get counted for the TTMs that you get in. You can't qualify for the 5 TTM bonus rule. So if you do get 5 TTMs in one day and you're on one of our teams, please post a mail day video if you're on our team, not their team. Please post a mail day video because that's the only way we're going to get the 5 extra bonus points for the team. So that's going into effect immediately, and actually it took effect last week for anybody that did a recap video. All right, let's move on to the discussion, and we're going to talk about TTM etiquette today. We really want to get into the hobby and helping you guys out and giving you tips more than just talk about what we've done and who we got in. This podcast needs to be more of a learning experience for people that listen. So we got some TTM etiquette tips for you today in the round table. First off, when you send a TTM, always include a self-addressed stamped envelope, a SACE. That's a little envelope that you put in your main envelope that has a stamp already on it, and it's addressed to you. Basically, what that does is it allows the celebrity to just sign whatever you want them to sign or her to sign and put it right back in that envelope. Easy as pie for them. It's better for everybody. You agree?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, Jeremy. You go ahead.
You sure? All right. Yeah. I was just going to say anything with postage. I agree with you, Zane, totally. Overseas also, anything international, do not put a U.S. stamp on your SACE. You're going to want to include $2 to $1 bills to stick in the envelope. And just as a reminder, do not put a stamp on that, your SACE that's going overseas.
Also, with bigger items, make sure you're taking stuff to the post office and actually getting it weighed and not just doing guesstimates as far as what you think the postage is going to be. Because for the most part, if that bigger item doesn't have enough postage on it, it's not going to come back to you. They're not going to mess with it.
Yeah, I think proper postage is a very important thing. Because a lot of celebrities, if they notice that it's not got enough postage on it, they'll pay the extra, and that doesn't look good on you. It's just an extra hassle for them to worry about. And the ultimate goal here is to make it as easy as possible for the celebrity you're writing to get those autographs back to you, for them and you, obviously. So, because if you don't make it as easy as possible, you may not get them back at all. Second TTM etiquette tip, the 3-item rule. Now, this one's been stretched a little bit by some of us, but for the most part, if you send off to somebody, try to limit it to 3 items. If you do your research and you see somebody signs a lot of stuff, don't send anything over 5. But for a general rule, I would say 3.
Yeah, I'm guilty of this. I've sent, normally, I'm good at sending 3, but sometimes I'll squeak in a 4th, I'll add an index card. But normally what I'll do is I'll send 2 4x6 photos and an index card.
Well, the index card, it kind of gives them a choice whether they want to sign the index card or not. Because that you can technically say the index card is just basically in there to protect the items, especially if it's trading cards. So it's kind of a choice. Do you want to sign this? Do you not want to sign this? It's up to you. Either way.
Yeah, I always keep it between 1 and 3 as well. If I send more, I usually get permission before I send more items in 3. But usually I just keep it in the 1 to 3 range, because once you do get up to the 4 or 5, it's gonna get close to bumping the amount that you're going to have to pay to send it to. So,
well, it also puts you in a suspicious mode. Like, if somebody opens a package and gets 5 or definitely 6 items to get signed, the person starts asking themselves, why did this person want 6 items autographed from me? So you may not get any of your items signed if you send too many.
Also, someone might only sign 1 item anyways, and there's no, don't even send 3.
Right.
You ain't going to get signed, you're going to get 1 signed.
Well, doing your research on Star Tiger and finding out the signing habits of a person can kind of help that situation. A lot of people send 3 no matter what, even if a person does sign 1. But usually if a person only signs 1, they're always going to sign 1. So I always do my research, and if somebody signs 1, I'm only sending 1. I'm not going to try for more. If that's their rule, then that's their rule. All right, third rule, or third tip for TTM etiquette. Short letters. Don't make your letters more than one page. And I'm talking front of the page, not front and back. You want this to be short, quick, and sweet. Say what you got to say. People are busy. They don't have time to sit there and read a humongous letter. And guess what? They're not going to read a humongous letter. They're going to be like, oh, okay, whatever, big letter. Throw it to the side. But if it's a really good short letter, they're more likely to read it and enjoy it and sign all your stuff the way you want it to be signed. The worst thing that can happen, you write a big old letter, pour your heart out, and explain in the letter how you want the item signed. It's so long they don't read it, and they don't sign their items the way that you want them signed. So that's a very important rule, guys, to keep in mind. Also, readability comes into that. That kind of weighs on typing and handwriting, that issue, but you want it to be readable for the person. If it's chicken scratch, again, they're not going to read it.
Hey, Zane, so what's your opinion on handwriting versus typing?
I hate you! That's an ongoing joke with us.
Yeah, definitely you want a readable letter in anything that you send. You want the person to read it. And sometimes whoever you're sending to does not even read it. It's their secretary's grabbing their mail. So just keep it simple and short and sweet, and that will work. It should work just fine.
But not so simple where it's a post-it note that says, please sign this item. Yeah. Not that simple.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, my letters are usually always 1 to 2 paragraphs max. They're half a sheet of paper usually, so pretty, like these guys said, pretty short, pretty simple, to the point, gracious, thank people.
Don't sound demanding, too.
Yeah, don't say, sign these items. Say, please, will you sign these items, or do you have time to put your name on these items? Be gracious. I think that's what Jeremy said. That's a good word, gracious. They're doing something for you. It's not something they have to do. Bobby Doerr does not have to sign every item that you send, but he graciously does. The fourth TTM etiquette tip. Know who you are sending to. And I can't stress this enough. I hear a lot of horror stories of people that write to people that have no idea who they are. We've actually had people on the show that we interview, celebrities, that say they get letters all the time from people that actually give them the wrong profession. They're like, I don't even do that. Why are you telling me I do this when I'm actually famous for this? It's not a good thing when you mix up a person and what they do. You got to be genuine in your letter. So if you are writing to somebody that you don't know a lot about, but you need them for a project or something, do your research. Find out what movies they did. Look up their career. See how their career did. See who they married. You know, put some personal stuff in there. Don't be lazy on the information.
And good sites for that, Wikipedia and IMDb, which is International Movie Database, I believe.
Yeah, those are saviors.
Yeah, the research thing is my biggest thing, too. That's the one thing I will always tell somebody when they ask me about tips or hints about the hobby. The first thing I always tell people is do your research, know people. Know signing habits, know who signs, who doesn't sign, know what they will sign, what they won't sign.
It also keeps you away from writing to people like Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise, who are pretty much impossible. So it also saves you stamps when you're actually researching if a person signs. But like I said, I mean, the whole idea behind TTMing grew from writing fan mail. That's what you're doing, is writing fan mail. And you kind of need to be a fan of the person to write fan mail, or at least know who they are or what they do. I feel like it's a very staunch point that needs to be made, because a lot of people just send a form letter out and, like, get it wrong, okay? Form letters, to a certain extent, are fine if you use them in the right way. But if you just send the same letter out to everybody, change the name, and that's it, then you're going to have some problems. And basically, you're ruining the hobby for everybody else, because when people get letters like that, they don't want to sign as often.
Yeah, just know who you're writing to and know what everything there is about them. I wrote to people I really didn't know anything about, especially when I was writing to Medal of Honor people, living Medal of Honor recipients. You know, I had to research and see what they got the award for, and you know, I incorporated that into my letter.
And it's an enlightening experience too, because you learn a lot about people you didn't know about before. Like, exactly. I know Jeremy probably had no clue who Noam Chomsky was before I wrote to him, right?
Exactly. I didn't
And now he knows how awesome of a guy Noam Chomsky is.
One of the smartest men alive.
That's right, because he did his research, and now I think he's kind of a fan of Noam Chomsky. So it really enlightens you when you research about these people and learn more about the world. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's move on to the last and final TTM etiquette tip. And this one's kind of important, too. And I broke this rule before. How many times do you write to a person?
Just ask Lauren Bacall.
Don't bring up Lauren Bacall. I actually know people who have written to Lauren Bacall like over 50 times. I know people who have written to Betty White over 50 times. That's not good. When you write to somebody that often, you need to cut it down. Okay, what do you guys think on this subject? Because I'm kind of, I'm not sure where I stand because I've broken the rule.
Yeah, I think. Go ahead, Stacey. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
That's fine. Me personally, I mean, I've broken this rule too, but it's usually with people that I'm in contact with on a somewhat regular basis. So they kind of know, kind of expect. I mean, we've talked to some of them on the show before in interviews, and I mean, that's how they know me is because the stuff I send to them.
Well, I would say if you had permission, it's a whole different ball game. If you have permission to send it, they say, yeah, go ahead and send the stuff to get signed. I would say that would be okay no matter what. You can send to them 50 times as long as they give you permission to do that.
But as far as like the other part of it, I usually I'll try to limit myself to maybe 2 times a year. Maybe possibly 3, but something if there's a project or something that I'm trying to get for something else, I may do a third time. But usually I try to keep it a couple times a year.
Yeah, and that's good, you know, 2 times a year. And I've broken this rule, too, and I'm sure you guys have also. Like I said, if a project comes up where you need the person, I'll incorporate that into the letter because, you know, once they see, you know, if they get their mail, they see your name, why is this guy writing me again? So basically, I want to incorporate into your letter why you're writing them again instead of writing the same thing you wrote the previous couple times that you wrote them before. So
I think it's a good point. The time period that needs to go by before you write them again, I would say at least 4 months, if you can, 6 months. But again, I've been very guilty of writing under 4 months. Like Jeremy said, if you get an item in for a project that you need signed, especially if they're old, if they're above 80, like, I kind of put a rush on things because, I mean, they're old and you don't know what can happen in the next 6 months.
You think they'll remember, Zane?
So what?
You think they'll remember?
Yeah, that's true. They may not remember if they're that old, but that doesn't mean it's right to send to somebody, you know, 50 times. You don't need that many autographs in your collection unless you're obsessive compulsive, which you may be. And in that case, I guess you got a free pass. I think that pretty much wraps up all of our Team TTM etiquette tips. If you guys have any tips, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/autographweekly. We'd love to hear from you because we could only come up with 5, and we were wondering if there are any more out there that we may have missed. Thanks for talking to us, Stacy and Jeremy. Let's move on. Time for everybody's favorite part of the show where we give free shit away. Last week, we gave away a Frank Thomas Certified 1996 Leaf Signature Jumbo card, serial numbered out of 1,500. It's awesome. And the winner was Leave. I'm not sure how to say your name. Kling Bronston. Pretty cool name, though. I'm not going to lie. So congratulations, Lev. You have won the Frank Thomas Certified card. Now, this week, what are we giving away, Stacey?
It's going to be an Anna Torv 4x6 signed photo. If you guys don't know who Anna Torv is, she is on the TV show Fringe.
Nice. And if you want to win that, just take the keyword that was in today's show and post that on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly. Simple as that, you'll automatically be entered to win the Anna Torv autograph. And who won the Savage List contest this week, guys?
And that is... Wait,
yeah. And who won the Savage List contest this week, Stacey?
That would be AJ Kaiser. So, AJ, your prize will be going out the first of the month.
And guys, if you want to win the Savage List contest we do every week, all you have to do is post pictures of your successes from the Savage List on our Facebook wall, and we pick from those every week and get a winner, and we send a prize out to you at the end of the month. That's how that works. All right, let's move on to Graph and TTM of the week. What are the results from last week?
All right, and the results for the TTM of the week. Last week, if you guys remember, I had picked G4 Webhead and his Emma Stone. Zane took Stucky is the Best with a Dwight Howard, and the winner was Emma Stone. So congrats to G4 Webhead, and the Emma Stone will be moving on in our bracket. And the winner for the Graph of the Week, how we broke that up last week, it was I choose anime DVD with the Mike Trout in person, and Zane took TTM Central and the Anthony Anderson in person, and the winner was Mike Trout. So congrats to anime DVD and Mike Trout. That will be moving on in the bracket as well.
You chose. You didn't choose, because choose is not a word, son.
Okay. I make up words.
Yeah, you do. Because he's Stacey Schaefer, goddammit. I'm going to go with Jenna McCarthy this week for my TTM of the Week pick. That's from Boston Sports Fan 91. Pretty awesome return. So what's your choice on TTM of the Week?
I'm going to go with Top Shelf TTM and his Josh Beckett.
Nice. On the Graph of the Week front, I'm going to go with Russell Lee and his Stan Lee IP. Sounds like a freaking rap song. What's your choice on the Graph of the Week?
I'm going to go with Tennessee Valley TTM and his RVD frame piece he picked up from Shop TNA and a really good deal from them. So
yeah, I think it was it all equaled out to like $7 for it. Of course, he ordered a bunch of stuff, which like kind of spread out the price, but it ended up being about $7 per item, and he got that awesome RVD piece, so that's a pretty cool one. Guys, if you want to be nominated for Graph of the Week or TTM of the Week, please send us your entries. You have to tell us that you get in these awesome autographs, or we can't find them. We can't watch every video. It's hard. Help us. Just send in your entries to autographweekly@gmail.com, or just post on Facebook, hey, I got this cool autograph today. Maybe it can win Graph of the Week. Maybe it can win TTM of the Week. Because remember, guys, if you win TTM or Graph of the Year, you're going to freaking be showered in autographs. You can literally take a shower in the autographs we're going to put on you. So you definitely want to get in on this. If you get a good autograph in, just tell us about it. It's as easy as that. And if you want to vote for Graph or TTM of the Week, it is on our website, autographweekly.com. It's on the main page, right in the middle. You can't miss it. I think that pretty much wraps up the show. I don't think we have anything else. Remember to go check out autographweekly.com. That's where all of our stuff is. The news, the polls, the giveaways, the projects. It's all there, autographweekly.com. And, of course, the Savage List. We have some big names we've added. Spike Jones are actually successfully added. These addresses are tested successfully. Spike Jones, Lance Reddick, and, of course, my awesome return from Harrison Ford. I am the master. Anyways, go check out the Savage List at iwantthesavagelist.com. Stacy, talk about your website.
All right, that is stacyschaefer.com. If you guys want to see what I'm up to show-wise and outside of the show, stuff I'm working on, my daily scans, all that good stuff, just check out stacyschaefer.com.
All right, and check out the autographboss.com. That's our buddy Jeremy's website. He works hard on it. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter, twitter.com/autographweekly and facebook.com/autographweekly. I wonder how many times I've said that in our podcasts all together. Probably hundreds. Also, the last and the most important thing, if you haven't done this, I smite thee, go to iTunes and rate and comment our podcast. All you gotta do is hit the 5 stars if you think we're good, hit the 1 star if you think we suck, and leave a comment, preferably 5 stars if you can. Leave a comment that helps us out a ton, guys. Helps us get discovered on iTunes, helps us in the rankings, and helps our view count, and makes the podcast all around a better place. All right, guys, I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacia Schaefer. And as always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.